AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Lam Research extends leadership as wafer equipment rally broadens. LRCX surged 20.9% for the week, staying near its 52-week high, as the Semiconductor Equipment and Materials Group outpaced the wider technology tape. Research brief. Lam Research closed the week ended 12 June 2026 at $366.8, up 20.9%, with a 28.8% 4-week gain and a 60.6% 12-week advance. The trend signal remains active after a 54-week streak, while market dynamics is positive but has not produced a fresh buy signal. Volume improved to 64.3 million shares, 1.3x the 13-week average, confirming better participation but not a full conviction surge. Key points. LRCX ranks in the 95.8th percentile among 744 U.S. technology peers, with a composite score of 86 and a leadership continuation setup. 2. Price is 57.5% above the $232.8 trend line and 223.8% above fair value at $113.3, showing strong premium demand but also stretched valuation evidence. 3. The stock sits just 1.9% below its 52-week high of $373.8, with a 97.6% range position, after a 312.8% 52-week return. 4. U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials remains one of the stronger industry tapes, averaging an 18.9% weekly gain, 13.3% over 4 weeks, and 62.1% over 12 weeks. 5. Volume ran at 64.3 million shares, versus a 48.1 million 13-week average and 53.0 million 52-week average, a supportive but not decisive participation signal. Weekly tape and sector context. Lam Research delivered a sharp continuation week, rising 20.9% to $366.8 and reversing the prior week's 4.7% pullback. The move leaves the stock only 1.9% below its 52-week high of $373.8 and at the top end of its annual range, reinforcing its leadership profile within U.S. technology. The 4-week gain stands at 28.8%, while the 12-week gain is 60.6%. And the 52-week return is 312.8%. The sector backdrop remains constructive but uneven. U.S. technology averaged a 2.0% weekly return, 8.6% over 4 weeks, and 44.7% over 12 weeks. With trend breadth at 67.0%, positive market dynamics breadth at 85.0%, and positive relative strength breadth at 55.0%. LRCX materially outpaced the sector over 1, 4, and 12 weeks, and ranks 32nd out of 744 U.S. technology names, placing it in the 95.8th percentile. Industry strength and relative positioning. Lam's industry group provided a strong tailwind. U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials averaged an 18.9% weekly return, with 85.2% trend breadth, 74.1% positive market dynamics breadth, and 81.5% positive relative strength breadth. LRCX slightly beat the industry's weekly average and more than doubled its 4-week average of 13.3%. Although its 60.6% 12-week return is just below the industry average of 62.1%. The rally was broad across wafer fabrication and equipment adjacent names. AMAT gained 25.2% for the week. ACMR added 23.1%. COHU rose 23.1%. And VEOCO climbed 32.6%. That breadth strengthens the sector read-through for Lam, although the presence of volatile peer moves, including KLAC's 31.9% weekly rebound, alongside a negative 12-week return, shows that the group still carries event and positioning risk. Signals, momentum, and volume confirmation. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with 52 of the last 52 weeks active and a 54-week active streak. Price is 57.5% above the $232.8 trend line, keeping the weekly regime firmly constructive. Market dynamics is positive at 1.09 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, while relative strength rose to 71.99, up 53.8% over the same period. The signal mix is favorable, but not fully confirmed by a fresh market dynamics buy trigger. Volume improved to 64.3 million shares, equal to 1.3x the 13-week average and 1.2x the 52-week average. That supports the breakout-style price action, but the participation level remains short of the 1.5x area that would suggest a more forceful institutional confirmation. The latest week is therefore strong, but the volume evidence is supportive rather than emphatic. Risk evidence and what to watch next. The main risk is extension. LRCX trades 223.8% above fair value and is near the top of its annual range after a 128.8% 26-week gain. Weekly volatility is elevated, with 13-week volatility at 8.9% versus 7.0% over 52 weeks. The longer tape is still skewed positively, with 37 upside weeks against 15 downside weeks, but a stock this far above trend can be sensitive to any fade in industry breadth or market dynamics. The next test is whether price can hold near the 52-week high while the trend line continues to rise beneath it. A sustained market dynamics reading above zero, relative strength holding in leadership territory, and volume moving beyond the current 1.3x level would strengthen the continuation case. Conversely, a retreat from the high on fading volume or weakening industry breadth would point to exhaustion rather than orderly consolidation. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.